Chapter 1. I took advantage of the early morning light to wander through the Angelus Daemonium for one last time. My steps were slow and measured as I absorbed the magnetic glowing woodland and all its extraordinary, holy and unholy glory. And even through the thin rough fabric of my peasant shirt, I could feel the dawn sunlight baking my skin and warming my numb fingertips. As gorgeous as this realm was, I knew in my heart it was only an illusion. This hybrid woodland was filled with the promise of life, but also with the guarantee of death. Deceit lurked in every corner and crevice, but even so, I wanted to bask in its magic, at least for a little while longer. I took in the sharp scent of pinewood, mingled with the smell of fallen leaves and wilted roses, and I felt more alive than ever.
"Beautiful, isn't it?"
the woman from my dreams echoed.
"It's filled with gentle beauty, both deadly and vivacious. Everything you see and feel can never be found again. So I suggest you absorb every moment you have left here. Soon your perilous journey to destroy Samara will continue. And I'm afraid you won't have many peaceful moments such as this one left to enjoy."
"Oh, Satan, thanks for brightening the mood," I muttered in a sarcastic tone as I trekked deeper into the woodland. "By the way, do you have any idea where our quest will lead us next?"
"North, I imagine. And I'm afraid you still have a long way to go. But now that you've added two more resilient and gifted women to your coven, the pact you own is even stronger."
The mysterious woman from my dreams spoke truly. As I vowed from the beginning, my coven would continue to grow, not only in numbers, but in greatness as well. "I know," I breathed as I ventured onward. "My women are spirited, strong, and intelligent, and I know they are ready to do whatever I tell them to. They would go to the ends of the realms if I asked."
"And together, I'm sure you will be able to conquer anything, including Samara. Her defeat will come soon enough."
When I heard my enemy's name, I stopped in my tracks and clenched my fists into balls of rage. That cold, relentless elder bitch who was hell-bent on destroying every Wicca in the realms always made a bleak shiver course through me like a venomous snake slowly slithering up my spine. "I will end her," I vowed aloud. "That woman will get what's coming to her, I assure you. Once we find the other two artifacts and destroy them, her heart will cease to beat, and her entire existence will be obliterated." Before the woman in my head could respond, I thought I heard a slight rustling ahead of me. At first, I thought it was a deer or even a bear, but something in my bones told me it wasn't an animal or magical creature. No, whatever was lurking about, it was far more sinister and cruel. "Who goes there?" I cried out as I swiftly pulled out my wand and waved it around. "I can hear you, so why don't you just show yourself and spare me the trouble?"
"Oh, tisk, tisk, tisk,"
a smooth and deep voice chuckled.
"So confident are we not. Did you know I happened upon a sea of dead bodies to get here? They were elder elves, in fact. Was that you? I must admit, I find it hard to believe you alone managed to slaughter such a magnificent legion."
"Yeah, that was me," I growled as I held my wand high and steady. "My witches and I robbed them all of their lives, and we enjoyed every moment of it. Now I will not ask again." Another deep, sinister chuckle filled the air, and suddenly a tall, man-like creature crept from behind the trees. His skin was pale red, almost pink, and it glowed like a bloody morning sunrise. He had a pair of dark blue horns on each side of his head, and his hair was the color of deep, honey-hued wheat. This exotic, hybrid creature was garbed in silks and leather sandals, and he carried a sheathed longsword steady at his side. When his cold, malicious eyes studied mine, he shot me a deadly smile and laughed until his broad shoulders shook.
"Oh, I thought my eyes were deceiving me.
He purred before his hand went straight for his sword.
But now I see I was not mistaken. You're a warlock, wandering through the heart of the holy woodland. What in God's name is the world coming to?
Well, for you, I'd say it's coming to an end. I hissed as I planted my feet firmly on the ground and rolled back my shoulders. And for the record, I'm a fucking witch.
No.
Is that so? My mysterious enemy snapped before he pulled out his weapon and directed it at me.
I'm an elder scout, and the rest of my army is headed this way. Oh, trust me, you're the one who is about to meet death. And I promise you, God does not take kindly to your breed. He will be sure to make you suffer, for all eternity, but not before I make you suffer by my own hands.
Well, I doubt that. I chuckled before I twisted my wand in the air and aimed it at his sword.
Glacio!
In seconds, an ice-blue light hit the tip of his blade, and when the entire weapon began to freeze from the point to the grip, the soldier quickly dropped it. The sword instantly shattered into 1,000 pieces, and the sound caused a murder of crows to caw defensively as they soared upward toward the tangerine-colored sky.
As if I need a mere weapon to defeat you, Morsus!
The elder screamed, and then a deep, green light shot from the palm of his hand and headed in my direction. I swerved out of the way, seconds before the light could hit me in the chest, and when I glanced behind me, the spell struck a tree and burned a hole right through the trunk. Then, before he could take the chance to send another incantation my way, I whipped my wand in the air and made one long circle.
Disulto!
I cried out before he could utter another syllable. A surge of bright red light spewed from my wand and soared right in the elder soldier's direction. He quickly dove out of the way, and as he flew toward the ground, he whipped his hand up and uttered another spell.
Dolor!
A purple blast flew through the forest, but I dodged out of its way before it could hit me square in the face, and it broke a cluster of branches behind me. Whoever the soldier was, I had to admit, he was quick on his feet and not one to waste time.
I'm done playing games with you,
the elder scout growled as if he could read my mind. Then his face flushed a deep scarlet as he raised his hand in the air and the corners of his lips tugged into a deep frown.
Mortem!
It's a death spell, Cole.
The woman in my head shouted, and panic was laced in every word.
Reverse it! Now!
Without wasting a second, I used all my willpower and energy to point at the incoming light, and a deep, shadowy light penetrated the forest and sent icy shivers through my entire body. The ground shook, the woodland creatures grew silent and still, and the glow of the forest became dim, like the last ember of a flame on the precipice of death.
Novus!
I cried out right before the curse touched my heart. Our ferocious attacks met right in the middle, and when the two of us locked eyes, we both tried to overcome one another. Cold sweat dripped from my brow, and my entire body convulsed as I used every ounce of strength I had to push back the death curse and send it back to its holder. My light slowly ate at his spell until I was able to take a step forward and then another. And as I edged closer and closer toward my mysterious foe, we both knew he was utterly done for.
No!
The soldier grunted as all the color drained from his face and his eyes grew wide with fear.
I've never seen power such as this. What in heaven's name are you? I'm the last motherfucker you'll ever see.
I growled before I took another step forward and pushed with all my might.
And you can tell your fucking god all about me!
Once the words left my lips, my vivid light consumed his entire spell and blasted his hand into a torrent of bones and blood splatter. An ear-splitting scream rang through the woodland air, and a wide smile spread across my face as his own fatal incantation slithered up his severed arm. I watched with sheer satisfaction as the scout's death curse traveled through his entire body and obliterated every bone, nerve, and fiber in his being. Then his eyes bulged out of his skull, his lips melted from his face, and his head exploded into bits of brain and gore before he collapsed to the ground.
Fucker.
I panted as the forest became still and silent once more.
Well done, Cole.
A familiar voice rejoiced as the light and sounds of the woodland returned.
Perhaps a little messy for my taste, but maybe that's just me.
Headmistress Theodora?
I gasped as I looked all around me, but I couldn't see her anywhere. Where are you? Are you in my head?
No, I'm right here.
Her soothing voice replied, and when I turned around, the headmistress stood several feet in front of me, with her hands neatly folded in front of her, and a small, perceptive smile plastered across her face. She wore a deep blue gown with black pearls sewn into the bust, a heavy wool cloak, and leather boots covered in mud. Her dark hair was pulled into a simple bun, and her lips and cheeks were tainted a deep red.
It's good to see you again, Cole. It feels like it's been an eternity.
I'm glad to see you too, I said as I stepped closer.
Are you really there, or am I having a vision?
Oh, I'm here.
She chuckled before she edged toward me and then brushed a strand of hair out of my eyes.
How are you feeling? I saw the battle in my mind, and I must say, you certainly tore those elder bastards apart. It was a remarkable sight to behold.
With the help from my coven and the familiars, of course, I added before I tucked my wand back into my waistband. Did you see the way Alexander slew that serpent? Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine he could wield such power and ferocity. I feel like I'm learning something new about my abilities every single day.
You are,
she said with a bright smile.
Deep in my heart, I knew you would grow more and more powerful, but Cole, I'm afraid I've come here with a warning.
A warning? I repeated, and I didn't bother to hide the urgency in my voice. Is it about Scholomance?
Oh, no.
She answered as she shook her head.
I'm afraid the scout you just killed spoke truly. There is another Elder army headed this way, and they plan to take you, Vanessa, and your coven alive. If they do, Samara will torture every one of you, and she won't stop until she converts you.
And you know this for certain? I questioned as I raised an eyebrow to her.
I do. I saw into Samara's consciousness. It took every ounce of strength in my body to penetrate the walls of her mind. And I can't say for certain if what I saw was correct, but I believe she wants to capture you all and turn you to her side.
Then we need to go and warn the others. I breathed before I turned to look behind me. Let's head back to the palace.
Agreed. Oh, I feel a chill creeping upon me. We have time, but not much.
Together, we silently trekked back to the ancient abandoned castle, and when I pushed the wide stone door open, there was not a Wicca soul in sight. However, the familiars were curled up into their usual love pile by one of the giant stairwells, and I couldn't blame them for wanting each other's warmth. The entranceway was ice cold, so I decided to lead Theodora to an adjoining room with a grand fireplace, several dusty sofas, a moth-eaten rug, and a shattered chandelier. Once upon a time, I bet this chamber would have been a drawing room or a study. It certainly had the appeal of either one, and as I quickly glanced around, I could picture royal elders sitting here and drinking tea or practicing holy magic. As I stared at the long-forgotten furniture and broken walls, a warm feeling swept through my heart. One day, I knew there would be more and more forgotten realms and palaces such as this one, and soon with enough work, we would rid the worlds of the elders once and for all. I wonder who lived here, I said as I stared at a large, empty golden frame devoid of any artwork. I'll bet it's been ages since anyone else stepped foot in here. Samara was probably the last one.
A wealthy elder family once lived here. I can feel their presence in the walls.
Theodora answered, before she glanced at the empty fireplace and then snapped her fingers. Suddenly, bright, searing flames burst into existence and instantly warmed the entire room.
Now, oh, that's much better. Ah, Isabel, darling, there you are. Would you please rouse your mistress awake? We have matters to discuss, and time is of the essence. Oh, and be sure to wake the other ladies as well.
When I turned around, Vanessa's wolf was splayed across the threshold, and before she sat up, her bright blue eyes studied me for a long moment. As her eyes bored into mine, it felt like she was trying to penetrate the walls of my soul. Then she bent her large head, as if to bow before the headmistress, and in moments she sprinted up the stairs and was out of sight. Headmistress, I said as we waited for the others by the warm fire. How are things back at Scholomance?
Well, they are certainly unusual, to say the least. The students say nothing, of course, but I can tell they miss how classes used to be before Samara's threat hovered over them like a dark cloud. And no one will say this aloud, but they miss Vanessa. She may be strict, low on patience, and intimidating to most, but she's a remarkable teacher.
Oh, indeed she is. I sighed as I stared into the dancing flames, and for a moment I thought I could see the curvaceous outline of a woman's body, but perhaps my mind was playing tricks on me. May I ask who has been teaching hexes and blood curses while she's been away?
Oh, I have.
Theodora responded without looking at me, and for a moment I wondered if she saw the same thing in the fire.
It hasn't been easy, though. Let me tell you what hasn't been easy.
Vanessa's sultry voice suddenly rang through the air. We both spun around, and there, at the threshold, was the beautiful professor and my entire coven. Vanessa was dressed in her dull peasant dress, but the wrinkles seemed to be smoothed out, and there were no signs of dirt or blood anywhere. My own women were dressed in the same fashion, but their gowns were still bloody, torn, and dirty from the battle. However, their faces were glowing and flushed a rosy, healthy pink, and most of them had their hair pulled up into sensible updos. Their eyes were also all wide with surprise as they stared upon the headmistress and then at me.
Oh, nothing, my dear.
Theodora chuckled with a dismissive wave of her hand.
Cole and I were simply discussing how everything has been faring at Scholomance, but that's not why I'm here. I see.
Vanessa breathed as she stared wide-eyed at her mother.
Well, not to be disrespectful or brash, but what are you doing here? I'm here for several reasons, Vanessa. Firstly, I bear a warning to all of you. Samara is sending more elders after you, so I'll have to shadow port you out of here. Also, I've come here for the first artifact. I trust you all, but I think it would be best if I took the relic back to Scholomance and placed a protection spell over it.
Yes, of course, headmistress, I replied. And when her pale blue eyes fell upon the key around my neck, I swiftly took off the necklace and handed it to her. When the gold chain dripped into her open hands, she inhaled sharply and studied the small artifact under the firelight. The key twisted and turned in the air, and it shone like the sun as its edges caught every ray of light emitting from the glowing hearth.
Satan.
She breathed with wide, stunned eyes.
I can feel its power penetrating through my skin and seeping into my blood. No wonder Samara went through all this trouble. It's intoxicating, to say the least.
Headmistress.
Morgana's timid voice erupted from the threshold.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, Miss Morgana.
Headmistress Theodora asked, without looking away from the necklace in her grasp.
What is it?
Well, I was just wondering if you had any idea what the next artifact looks like.
I only have ideas.
The headmistress sighed before she wrapped the necklace around her slim, creamy neck.
But don't let that deter you. You managed to find both the clue and the first artifact with little help from me, so I trust you'll be able to find the second relic as well. Now, as I said, time is of the essence, so you need to get out of this woodland as soon as possible. I will send you to the outskirts of a secret village. It's in a realm filled with wickers and magical sympathizers. If you prove your worth and loyalty to them, they will give you a seat at their table and provide you with provisions, but From there on out, you're on your own, I'm afraid. Once you leave the walls of the secret village, I feel you must head north and follow the Galida mountain path until you reach a guarded fortress. Ooh, a secret realm.
Cersei gasped with wide serpentine eyes.
What kind of challenge are we talking about, headmistress?
Vanessa asked as she ignored the serpentine witch and raised a quizzical eyebrow at her mother.
One I'm sure you'll be able to overcome,
Theodora said as she tightened the fastenings of her cloak.
You've faced death countless times before, yet here you stand. Do not waste time worrying about the unknown. It is a useless endeavor. Yes, headmistress,
Vanessa said, with her chin raised.
We will not fail you. She's right. We sure as hell won't let you down.
Akira added, in a voice as tough as iron, and her black eyes shone with sheer determination.
We swear it on our pact,
Marina said, as her lavender eyes glittered with resolve.
We're a family now, and together we're stronger than steel. And far more resilient than that bitch Samara.
Penelope growled as she brushed a long strand of orange hair out of her chestnut brown eyes. My women speak truly. I smirked. We will defeat her, no matter what.
Well then, what are we waiting for?
Theodora chuckled before she snapped her fingers. Before anyone had time to react, we were instantly wrapped up in a thick cloud of purple smoke, and as the world twisted and turned, I wondered what laid within the secret village that our beloved headmistress was sending us to. What's more, I questioned what Samara had planned for us this time. I knew the elder woman's pride was wounded, and perhaps that would make her even more terrifying. Nevertheless, she knew we were a force to be reckoned with, and as we traveled through time and space, I vowed to Satan she would meet the end of my wand soon enough.